Okay, just to be mitakim a little bit, some of the halachas in Taf Ayin Beis and Taf Ayin Dalet. Taf Ayin, the din of Shabacharis Matan Ber Vapesach. The makor for this din of Beis is Masech HaTirchim that says that Ein Matan Ber Nisan El Bacharis Ber Vapesach. Now the shaila is, what happens at Bacharis Matan Ber Vapesach? For a reason. The Torah says the reason is Zechel Enei, Shemitzel Vimitzayim. Perfect. Our place, where do we ever find they make a tiny zecher for a name? Chakert, you should make a tzuda. Ad kedeka, there was Gobel Ech who was magia, instead of misanin, it should say misangim, bear of beta. The fee argues in the Mitzvah Tzuda, you mamash can't push the gear, because it says, Tefa the Bukhar is, and it says, Vatnuim, if ne amata kedei shichlu to Boga Taiva. Not only the Bukhar, but also the Tznuim, that they would do it mishum ha-masa, that they should be able to get the masa, so they should kind of walk shum v'tav. Now that means that they're not eating, not that they are eating. The fields are geared, so in a chanami l'chir wouldn't be able to be curious, wouldn't be able to change, but in a chanami, the rishenim, all zikr are tesis we saw, tesis quotes, it's really b'chor, it's also Yishalmi, and Yishalmi says, and Avani, that the reason why Rebbe is going to hear it in Pesach, because it's b'chor, it's also b'muchach. Shalaz ha-maskan of the Gemara, maybe the fact there is no b'chor. In a chanami, it's only got the isness, but b'chor, it's not enough to be Mesanah. The pastor says they have to Mesanah. And the reason is out there on you. Kiyodua, Mishnah Mazalman has a different shot. Mishnah Mazalman asked a number of questions on this, on the Pashit understanding of his din. And he says it can't be that the only reason is like the Torah. It has to be an additional reason, in addition to the Torah. So first of all, what's happened that we're Mesanah on Erev Pesach? Mishnah Mesanah on Yom Tov. And when did it happen? Leil says what? Elamani came to Mesanah on Yom Tov. So you have to be Maximin. So why we match with the Erev Yom Tov, which also has a din of Yom Tov, because they brought a carbon that day, and any day they bring a carbon as a din of Yom Tov, should we match them with the Yud Gimel? One question. Second question, like you asked before, when do we ever misana? You should be misana. Should bring your hand to them. Third of all, how can Lashem aren't know you to be misana, and the Gadol Abayah is not know you to be misana? The Chur, if the whole reason is out to Nisal will be misana, so then everybody was Nisal in the time. You have two of them, they don't have a din b'chor, but myself, Avzeichem and Eich, they should all have to be misana. Mainly wants to sign the Nachav Shach that by when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved the Bukharis in the time, so they were nikvah to be oivim in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were supposed to be oivim in the Beis HaMikdash. However, when they got to the Chet HaEgel, they lost that Milo and the Kehanim took it over. Now when was the time that you were able to see the Kavod HaKohuna, the Kavod of the Avodah in the biggest place? This is Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, Gan Tzal Yisrael came with their Pesachim. His mom was packed, Adar Kami Kei, Medan, who was nifflis to see such a thing. And says, your mom is still covered in the Kuhuna. Zichr the Bukhari from that day, from the Shem of Alvin, they couldn't, they pushed it out of depression, they couldn't eat anything. They wouldn't be able to eat anything. And Meila, if that Nekud is Zichr to that Marius that the Bukhari had, they lost the Avodah. So Meila, it's the Nisana on Erev Pesach. Why on Erev Pesach? Because that's the day they saw the covenant. For me, it's not going to be the Nikkeva, and it's only going to be someone that's Roy for Kahuna. Bukhur, that would have been a Rebbe Kahuna. It's not the Bible of Bias, it's not the Nikkeva, only someone that has a Din Bukhur. For me, that's why we do it. And why Erev Pesach? As opposed to the Din Bukhur. Why doesn't the Bukhur have to be? It's going to be that Yitaka Mitzvah to that. I think Yitaka handles that. Another question will bring down the whole ship of Terra of Aaron and Siddin. Prayer of Siddin to Shun Hatzah. Maybe it's for sure, right? He doesn't have the mind of the Kuno. He doesn't have the mind. Still, the Avoid doesn't have. That's what he wanted to go with. Now, the minig that we hear, not like Abshat, well, inside like Abshat and not like Abshat, might be passing. At the end of the day, ain't a minig came that in a kivo is not supposed to be, is not Masana, and the God of Abayat is not Masana. However, there's a shayla, what happens? The reason is because they don't have a din b'chor b'chol. What's the story with somebody who's born in a C-section? They don't have a din b'chor as petach amon. And the mice, they have a din, they're oldest in the family else. They do have b'chor than achol b'chor. So what's their din? B'chor Yaakov over here is his topic. What's the din topic? Shem Zalman says that he should be Mitanah. B'chor nowadays, in Aliyah Hashem. Nowadays, but for Fat, that everybody wants the Tzumim, so then it's not a big deal. Just every shul has it, and the davening Tzumim, you stay for an extra 30 seconds, you get the Tzumim, you're good to go. Best in the Makor for this din that a Tzumim works, it's not the question. The Mr. Rubin, my point is on the night you're by a student mitzvah, the Magen Aram brought down, shadow of the Nas, this is the Minigas to be masked, not by a student mitzvah. The Mr. Brewer brings down that there is Yesh Mekhema Shanoigim and Bechurim and Hokka Lecha with the Smith Mechei Noigim Kayim Bekam Mekhim Zin Asenu and Hokka Lecha with the Sima Tessin. The Rav Hashem brings it down also. He says that Shazayat HaKam Adir Shemekilim Zin Sima Masechat Zulay Rakh Alayim and Mekam Sim Saviva Yim Asayim and Imoy Vachman and Nispash Atam Zeh Bechol Medinim Ve'en Yudei Ma'ayin Lehem Lehokka Chokka We never have possibilities to Adon. He says, where do you get it from? Because Chaim Yankel is making a theme. You never met the guy before in your life. You spoke about your sheriff or Pesach. You're there at Pesach. You never saw the guy. He wouldn't invite you. He doesn't know who you are. He makes a theme on something. All of a sudden, it's a big simcha for you and you don't have to eat. And the fact is, the theme that they put out, I'm not feeling like Dinachino. I think that's where I dive in the center of Pesach. They put out dates. That was what they gave out. You don't want to give out comments. You don't want to give out masters. You know? It's tough, when you give out. Somebody told me it's by a team, they mamish, they have a ulam that makes it a shul. They sell the place, huh? They, sell them on a shul, I hope to them. Finish the same with you, and exile and stand and shit. Mamish, call it, everything. We said that was nice. But, where does it come from? That was my past delicious adora, that everyone is not so stark, especially our face, that's what we have to do, is fast. And also a lot of people after they fast, it's very hard for them to eat, like Mishra Brewer says. He said, But welcome to Zev, 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 Yitz, Shekho, Rak, Mini, Targimo. It's a sad that, see, the Mordechai, you're not have Mini, Targimo, so at least the Chapto, the Shifas, that you still consider the Tainan, you only have Mini, Targimo, and I'm not going to convey to them, that's what they should do. But a lot of people, it's very hard to break your Tainan on a crate of wine, and then wait another half an hour, and have another crate of wine, and Masa, it's just not going to happen. But maybe people are ready to be Mekel, and to be Erechel by a Tudus Mitzvah. Now what happens if somebody is a Bechor and his son is a Bechor? The minute he is, he's supposed to be Mesana for your Shabbat. Telling me, most people are Mesana for their child if the child is a Bechor. But if he's a Bechor, what's he supposed to do? It's the mother's Mesana. So if you're going to a Tainus, you can't say that it's going to work twice. You go to a Tainus, so now you go to a Bechor, you go to a team, I'm sorry, you go to a team, and then you pop yourself up. So now you should be able to be Mesana for your son. So you go to another team, you pop up your son. Some people they make a theme by their in their own house. First of all, you don't need a minion to make a theme. You make a theme in your own house without a minion. That also works. Make a theme by your house, and your wife keeps up from the theme. Then you pop to yourself, and you pop to the wife. But that's not you don't have such ability, so then you can just bring something back from the theme. Some people do that. Brought down when Hashem brings down when Hashem was down, he could do that for his wife. His wife was Bukhar. So I think he brought back for his wife. The eighth of the sheep that say that in the cave of the Shulchan Aruch says, "Yesh Misharimur Shafilu in the cave of Bechor Matana." Kilo, as if you're being erichal from the theme to this mitzvah, may that enough. Even when you're not there. So, Shel, what do you have to be there for? Do you have to have a shir achiva? Put the shuvah slayer. Do you have to have a shir achiva? Of some people that like by us, they have dates. So you're supposed to have to eat enough that it's not considered a time. You can't have a kisevus or drink a mala luma. You have a half a day, you have something, it's not just 37, you didn't break your tainus bechlal, that should be an achiva from the steam, it doesn't work. The chatzila, he says the chatzila, you should do it. But that's not from Shem Azalman, and the Cheshlema, and that's also brought down from Rabbi Yashiv. But they say that it's just hearing you. Once you hear the steam, then you're smother for your tea. The person that's going to make the steam, the fellow's brought down, he's glad he doesn't ready at the beginning of the day. That's his yearning, it's his simcha today. He's ready at the beginning of the day also, he doesn't have to eat the time. Wake in the morning, want to drink, no problem. The other people, once they hear the theme, they're potter, they don't actually have to eat there, and they can eat later on, and that's fine. Just Erev Pesach, in Sif Gimel, which the Shulchan Aruch says, Isinus Misana Erev Pesach, Nei Sheikha Matan Teyoven, Isinus should be Misana, and you should be able to eat from the kind of Mitzvah Teyoven, Now this applies to everybody. No one should be mimala kreitzer. We saw in Tafan now not to be mimala kreitzer with any type of food, even things that are mutter to eat. But if you mimala kreitzer, you're not going to eat the stuff at the oven, eat the mitzvah at the oven, one should not do that. By us, it's not that easy, I would say, maybe for the first case. But by the time you get to the second case and you get to the rest of the food, it's already a number of hours later. Most people are hungry again, but each person knows himself, knows what they can eat, what they shouldn't eat. That's for self-iron. Self-iron base, then you have team of dollar prices.
So you're dealing
with the elbow, or just for the mitzvah, the matzah, and the more on the more? We find by matzah. We find the need of matzah, but there's the dollar prices, the same thing.
Well, the suit of the chicken and the rice, and then you should be able to eat that.
Chared is the mitzvah, it's no different than to the Shabbos, the morning thing, you can do something. I'm not being able to say anymore. The class of the could also make it a dinner with class. In Yesh Ochon Eorch, Miboy Yim, Zayin Lechum Yim, Shetekshah, Means the start of the Shetekshah, you have to prepare a place to be meitiv. They should be able to meitiv mitzadavzai. If you want to shiur mekarim yishav al tafsul, the Mishnah Berurah says, how do we do a teva? Shiyishav al teva. But the limer roishay mutav al tafsul al mitav al tafsul makam tafsul roishay ikla shofar. I heard from Berkowitz that he, the Madaik and Mishnah Berurah says Roshi Mutal Tatsmo, and you have confirmed that Roshi, you mamash have to have your head is also being mated. Not enough, your head should be leading somewhere. It's not that easy if you try it. You have to have some patent to be able to figure out how to do it, because you can lean your head, and as soon as you're about to put the cut face in your mouth, all of a sudden you straighten out, because you don't want the wine to go all over your kittel, or all over else, and then into your mouth. For Mela, it's difficult if you don't have a way. So Lamaika, Zichron has to be best table. There's those that are Madai from here. I saw the 50 Chuvas, he brings down the Seder Allah, also I saw brought down. He brings down from another Shafita, the Arachama, that it's interesting to know that the Makar, the Sharatim, quotes what's the Makar of it? Rashi. Now Rashi doesn't mention anything about Rashi. So it's really the Mishnah Berurah's Mishnah. He wants to sign it that the Mishnah Berurah is loved after when he says, Alam Rashi is loved after. It means Rashi Rubin. It's not just means that your mom is best able. So Reisha Verubay, you have to feel that you're best able, and your whole body has to be lean. In other words, you shouldn't be, some people just bend over, you know, lean over a little bit to the left side, and go there, and they take a drink. That's not a stable problem. You're not leaning. You have to be able to lean, meaning the air is not going to be leaning. You have to lean, find some way to be able to lean, and like that little fire over here, it's the word. The Ikar Esteba is in a way that you're not able to use your left hand. Because Bir Alasa said, we saw that in the Sugi, but the Bir Alasa declared somebody has a healing, somebody doesn't have a right hand. How is it supposed to be Mason before? If you make one with his left hand, he's not going to eat with his left hand before. What do you mean? A lot of people, when they're Mason, they don't have a problem eating with their left hand. But you have to be Mason in a way, Lefera, that you're Rashi. I know the Rashi. I'm Rashi.
Rashi?
What?
Rashington.
Because you have to have a dinner table that your mom is sleeping. Tiv dalet, ishe ye tzvicha tzeyu v'ken yi chashuvo, v'chol ha'nashu shvan v'ki chashuvo tzev dalmo. All of our rooms are nashu more chashuvis, however they're not making the basic of the same chan rabio. So like the Elam man, so why is the man same chan rabio? What happens that the woman is same chan rabio, and we're not same chan rabio? Numerous truths will be given. Why? It's an interesting character Shem Zal brings down from his son. Abizin is there. Abizin is there. He says like this. He says, what does it mean that Aaron Hashem HaChashuv? What's up with that Aaron Hashem HaChashuv? Who does not HaChashuv? He says, when did Aaron Hashem become HaChashuv? He says, Bechem Rabbeinu Gershom. So Rabbeinu Gershom ousted everybody from marrying two wives. And he ousted a man from divorcing his wife off the Archa. So then the Isha is come to Isha HaChashuv. She's the only one in the house. And you can't get rid of her just by will. You can't just be a guy from Asharcha. So Isha becomes a Yishchashu. At that time, already was not the minute wasn't to be made to the Bachal. So to shtel a vest right then, that since she chazur, she's remaitiv, at that time, everyone's the time to make it. So maybe they were same chazur aviyah at that time. But she ain't came by men, they never, nothing changed in their matzah. It never came a matzah that, oh, now they're doing this chayiv, this man is living this chayiv, and we're going to say mechazur aviyah. They were always in mechayiv. And maybe nothing ever changed that now we should say, oh, we're saying mechazur aviyah. After them, it came as man to be mechayiv then, by Rabbeinu Gershom, and at that time already wasn't the meaning to be remaitiv. Maybe the same mechazur aviyah. Sif hey, Benny Talavit Sarah at his table, because a father is Moichel, the male if a father says that he's not Moichel, it's not Moichel, so it's not Moichel. And a Talmud, let's say Rabbi in Sarah at his table, a female in a Rabbi Mubak, El Kinikoli Rabbi Yishlik. Sam a Talmud is not Moichel to be Mesif, father from his table, unless the Rabbi gives Yishlik. A Talmud Chochum of the Bidari, after Yishlik Rabbi Ben Uchlum, Chashuk Rabbi in Sarah at his table. Now what's the Talmud Chochum of the Bidari? We're not talking about the first look at the basis, there's two things, the Muslim Bidari and the God of Adar. So what's he talking about here? It's all that the Tzitzumah, you bring down the morale. The morale says that even a murdered astro is considered a he's ready, even if he didn't learn anything from him, but the murdered astro is considered a God of Adar. So mainly you would not be able to be Mesif in front of the murdered astro, you go to the Rav, to the Tzudah, for Leil Seder, then you cannot be Mesif unless you give him. If it's not married out, it's not the Rebbe, you can learn something a little bit from him. It's like different. Tarek Rabbi Mubak, Tarek Rabbi Shina Mubak. Also, Potter, let's give Rishus. Now, should you ask for Rishus or not? The Tov Hashem Zalman says, don't ask Rishus. It says the Etzim Bakasha of asking for Rishus is the beginning of Tov. Beginning of murder. You're showing that, oh, I want to do something which is the beginning of Tov. That's what you can. And he goes on to be in the marriage, about that, like Hashem on the bottom, all the different things that he. Talking about Murray Rebbe, Murray Rebbe. You see how you're supposed to sit in front of Rebbe. He says to sit, to lean back, like people do on the chair, and you know, tilt back and forth, and you're like on the seesaw. The heart of the star between Murray Rebbe. But, it's all that somebody that is Rebbe used to do that. So in that case, I don't know. I'm not sure if it's a problem. But I saw the Aruch HaShulchan also says very similar to Rishon Zalman. He says, the Achrayim declare that if somebody's potter from a mitzvah and he does it, is he nikra hezit or not? Sometimes we say that he is considered a hezit, sometimes he says not. The Magen Avraham declare it, even them from the Hashemah. When do we say that he is, when do we say that he is not? All different truths are given. The Aruch HaShulchan says, he says, where is that negeah by us? That if somebody's potter from doing something and he's in mechayah, it's talking about a Talmud. The negeah says, hey, Talmud is potter, but he's mevakish rishut, then he becomes chayah. So he says, to be mevakish rishut, then you're considered a hedit. You're doing something which is doing connected the Merer Rabba. Merer Rabba says that you should be your patron and save us. So now you're going to go ahead and back to your shul. That's considered a hedit. So that's a begin in the cover of the Rabba. But meanwhile, the pastor says that you should not ask your shul the chalas of someone who is Merer, that since Haseba people have a lot of problems with doing proper Haseba, don't ask, you won't be having Haseba, you won't get into Shabbat. You don't know how to do the Haseba, so don't ask, you won't have any shul. You won't have to do it. However, there is one time that you should ask for Rishus Bakar. Mr. Brewer says, this whole din is not if you're on the table with the Rebbe. Sometimes there's a lot of people there, and the Rebbe has his whole family there, and they need another table, and you're sitting on the other guest is sitting on the second table. In such a case that you're not on that table, to make it a dino, we say that that's on that table you're chayim, you're potter. But if you're on a different table, you're chayim. Pri Chodosh says, Mr. Brewer brings down in the Pri Chodosh, that if the Rebbe can see, Prichodesh Chavik Bazelzi, Uluzi Dei, Kol Shere A or Rabbi, Ine Yochel Haas, Mishim Murrer. But Primagam Gadosh, Rebim Zasev Shiva Menushim. In such a case, if it's Tavik, whether or not you're Potter, then Echanami can't lend your Chayiv. See the Prichodesh. If you're on a different table, the Rebbe can see you're Potter. But Pashas, we hold that you're Chayiv. Pashas of the Ramah is Dafti Shalechan HaShokhan Echad. If you're on a different Shokhan, you're Chayiv. I mean, it's Tavik, because Primagam, in such a case, you should be Magdash Rishos. That way, you get out of your Tavik. Sif Zayin is what do you do if a person was not Mesif? So to think about the Achrayim, what to do with Mesif, what to do with Rishayim with them, what to do with Achrayim also, what kind of passion that whenever you were the Acre Dalakrisis, all the Dalakrisis and the Mass, if you weren't Mesif, you have to go back and do the Dalakrisis, all the Dalakrisis, whichever one it was that you forgot, but do the Mass of Bad Zayin. There are more other answers, but this is not the Mass, which he's referring to Pashas, the first Kazayas of Matzah. However, Dalat Kaisis, it depends. The first two cases in Echanami go back and be Shaitis. The last two cases not, because Nir Kamei is Dalat Kaisis. The Mishabur points out that even the first two cases is not so Pasha. He says, maybe the second case you could do, because Yudas was to drink wine Techa Suda. Let's talk if Yudas was to drink wine Techa Suda. But if Yudas was not to drink wine, or in the first case, which since Na'ilun is saying not to drink between the first and the second case, Ramela, if you're going to drink between the first and the second case, Kum Tari, that you're going to be near Kamei Tala Kaisis. Because since Yudas wasn't to drink, so Ramela, you have to make a new bracha. Anytime they make a new bracha, it's near Kamei Tala Kaisis. We saw the Rush we saw says not that way. Right? The Rush says that if you were not Yates Yerchir, so it's not Yerch Mez Valakasis, because you weren't Yates Yerchir. So therefore you have to go back to Yerch Mez Valakasis. But that's, if you look at the tour and the Tafayim Gimel, that's not the Rush which is tough, they don't make a bracha on every single case. Only on the first and the third. Therefore, making a bracha, not making a bracha, doesn't bother you, meaning adding on a new case. But Lizzy Dan, that holds that you make a bracha on every single case, the Melech says, I'm not going to bracha, any time that you make a bracha, it's a Yerch Mez Valakasis. I mean, in between the first and the second, that we're not making a drink, you're going to have to make a, you know, if you got the drink, you have to make a new bracha on the case. I mean, you're going to make a case. Mila Mishabur says, do not drink. If you got in the first case, also, do not drink. So come say, if you didn't have that, the person that doesn't drink, generally drink wine, he's not going to have plenty on having the two. That means if you forgot to be Mesas by any of the cases, he does not go back to be Mesas by all the cases were same up on the rabbi. However, if the person doesn't have that to be to drink other, then the first case, then the second case, he would go, would drink again, the first, third, and fourth, or not. Unless, says the Magen Avraham, the Mishabur brings this down, unless he has that, the shat, the bracha, on the first case, that he wants to drink in between the first and the second case, then he has that, not being mistaken, that, and maybe if he forgets, he can go ahead and drink again, without a bracha. Now, this is a little bit interesting, this tonight, like the Shemazalim points out in the Chashanu, in Yirchas, two hours he points out. Because first of all, you're about to drink, and you're making a tonight, that if you forget to do a table, you're going to go ahead and drink again. You're about to drink right now. So just don't forget to do a table. Maybe. The guy knows from the time that he makes the bracha. At the time of the bracha, it's just in case you forget. And then by the time you finish the bracha, you've already forgotten. That's the first hour that he points out. The second hour is that our meaning is not to drink between the first and the second case. Even though making it in your lap, but our meaning is not to drink. You're going to make a tonight that you're going to drink in between the two cases. Even though you're best or meaning not to drink. And you're not going to drink only if you make a mistake, then you're going to drink. What's the tonight? Yesh Ba'ayim Tuva. If a person passes, I haven't heard that people are knowing to make such a tonight, which would come out that if a person, unless a person has that to drink during the Suda, or come out that any curse, Mafid Ramon, any curse that a person did not drink Ba'aseba, you would not go ahead and make Ba'aseba again. However, the Gemara also points out that if you still have, you had a big curse. You have 6 ounces. You have a case that she has a sheer chazanish, and you drink mala lugma of a regular review of 50 cc. So then you still have 100 cc in your case, and you didn't go weiter. You can just drink again. Just finish off the case. Not a problem. It says he even says you can do this by the third and the fourth case. Third and fourth case. If you didn't start saying nagada, you didn't start saying alagefa, didn't start going weiter. Then you can just drink the rest of the drink, and you're good with that. That's it. Yeah, because in the case you need a bracha on the entire thing. You're not going to save that in that case. That's what you can do. What's that? Only if you have that. Magen Avraham clear. It says if you have that, then you don't have that, then come on, make it. So if you do it in the middle of the Suda, if you want to drink in the middle of the Suda by the table, we get to that second phase. Not at the time of the afterwards. If you're going to make a brief break off, and it is going to be a brief break off, then you're in the middle of the Suda. Since you make a bracha on each one. General. And the guy that doesn't generally do it, so the mere fact that he's making a bracha, so it's time to each person. The guy that doesn't generally drink in the middle of Suda, so then he comes to it and he has to make a bracha.
Generally,
the guy that doesn't drink, he doesn't have to make a bracha. That's what makes a bracha. The guy that doesn't generally drink in the middle of Suda, it's not a problem. He drinks without a bracha. somebody doesn't generally drink as long as you don't, then you're not making a bracha. I mean, you're making a bracha. Now that's all with regard to the first kezayis of matzah and the dalat kreisis. What's the dafik kreimim? So there's a theory in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah by us says, by dafik kreimim, somebody that forgets to eat dafik kreimim, he should not eat dafik kreimim another time. Mi u bafik kreimim, shafu lechwa ba yasebo, lo yati veichlenu da osu lechwa shnei palmi bafik kreimim. However, in Tafai and Zayin, Mishnah Berurah brings down, בדיאבד המשך את הלכו את זולנן באפיקים בלי הסיבל אין צורך לעשות ולכו עם כושב לא האחינו. If it's fair from deed another to let אפיקים, then you shouldn't do it. But if it's not fair, you should do it. Over here, kind of say you shouldn't do it because you know how to eat אפיקים in twice. And there it says you should do it. It's not too hard. So we heard the same Rosh Hashanah that he kind of says the thought to say there are other thoughts he wants to give the same tariff. He has to share it. He says, what does it mean that Mishnah Berurah says the Osu lechol shnei pam ma'afikim? The man of shach, why do you want to eat it again? Because maybe you weren't yet. If you weren't yet, you're not eating afikim two times. What's that? Oh, so Elamai, one time, and maybe you weren't yet. And where's Tim Rechon HaRavio? There's a Tim Zayin, that's the test. In this, the Mishnah Berurah over here is going in the Ramah. The Ramah holds the Allah called the Ravio. Mika the Dino, the Mechavad doesn't mention the Ravio before. And he goes by all the Dalat cases, you have to go back. So the Ramah is the Mechavad that reviews Tim Rechon HaRavio. Here, try here, and try by the table. Of Moshe, the same Mechon HaRavio. So, come to the Ramah, that's the same Mechon HaRavio. So he says, she's the same Mechon HaRavio. So B'diyavid, don't eat Afikim in another time, because B'diyavid will be the same Mechon HaRavio, the way you ate it, you're not supposed to eat Afikim in two times. Mashiach, in the Safa and Zion, he's going to the Mechon. Sif Alas is going to the Mechon, there is no Ramah in the Mechon. In the Mechon, the Mechon doesn't hold the Ravio. But in the Mechon, you should, in the Mechon, go ahead and eat it. If it's not too hard for you, then you should go ahead and eat the Kezayas, the Afikim again. And what if it is too hard for you? Why don't you have to? If you're not the Mechon HaRavio, you should have to anyhow. Says the Sharatin, it's Mamish, it's very good. Says the Sharatin over here. Why? Pre-Chadish, it's so much B'diyavar, that's not Rambam. The Pre-Chadish is not the Mechon HaRavio. We're going with the Mechavar. The Mechavar Taka doesn't hold the Ravio. The Mechon HaRavio, and it's doing the Rambam, that you only need a table by the first Kedai Tamasa. But after payment, you don't need a table. Maybe the B'diyavar, it's the Mechon HaRavio, on the Rambam, then you need the after payment, you need table. So according to the Ramah and Chanami will be Simchon HaRavio. In order, you shouldn't go back again. For the Mechaber, the Chaskil, you should go back. It's not for the evidence, it's too hard for you, then we Simchon HaRavio. Kum Dais Lafidus, then Lady Dan, then go with the Ramah. If a person got to do Hasebi Ba Afikimen, you should not eat the Afikimen again. However, the Gishmisha, Gishmisha has a truth about this. To be Matar Tassir and the Mishnah Berurah, and he wants to sign like this. I think the Mishnah Tassir, the Kanye White, also goes like this. I didn't see the Mishnah, so go down. But it's over Moshe Tzai, he wants him to be retired. Gimel Tamach Zayin, I think it is. Moshe says, he has Gimel Tamach Zayin, that he wants him to retire like this. It depends whether or not he's before benching or after benching. If he's after benching, he's ready to see if that, he's going to have to go ahead and make a new bracha on Amayti. Then in Recham, we're not going to be mastering him to go ahead and make a new bracha, because we already had a Hezabat, but he shouldn't go ahead and eat another. Moshe Tzai, if he's still in the middle of the Sudan, he didn't bench. Now he didn't bench, he didn't say, have him in Nivrich. Once it says Havlam Nimrich is considered as Chadat, then the Mela we still consider in the middle of your Suda, you're not going to have to make a new Brocha, and the Mela, you should go back and have another Kezayis Bafikim. See this, if you're a Mesha, you have another Kezayis. So there's no reason to have three Kezayis for Afikim. You can have as much Afikim as you want. So Mela, if you didn't bench, I'm not sure why there's no Hesed Chadat. The guy who's planning, this is Afikim. He's finished. Now he's switching to them. So he says, you forgot to be Mason. He totally had Hezek Adah. So Elmai, he didn't say Ataka de Rachmana Samchim. We saw him say this in Brachas. When we say Ataka de Rachmana, if a guy says Hamu Menimri, it's not considered Hezek Adah, so it's Ataka de Rachmana Samchim. But over here, it's not going to work. Ramesh, it's time to just Bechlaw, but against the benching. Since even if you said Hamu Menimri, you can't say Ataka de Rachmana Samchim, because on the side of your Yates, then there's no Ataka de Rachmana. You already ate it. Some of them are going to have Yates, so on that side, you can't get that before. So it's over here. If I had Hezek Adas, after I decided that I already ate my Afikim, and I'm not. So if it's Lachur, and if I would lose the Mitzvahin, I would say that. If a guy, Mamish Adas, that's it, I'm finished. I'm not eating anything else, still in morning. And then Lachur, Mamish Adas. And if he said, I finished my Afikim. Then really, this is what I'm saying, Lachur. If Mamish had a Hezek Adas, it's like a ref that is Semech Adas Baal Bayit. But if he does decide that, regardless of what the Balabai does, I'm not going to eat anymore. That's what I think. But Ramesh says like this, Depends whether or not a guy benched. If you benched, don't do it again. If you didn't bench, you should eat it again. Why should we allocate that twice? When he gave the Nikuda, the last Nikuda of the Sermon, he said, V'chein v'achil as... Olav achil yif at kol atuda. The Chassidus remains at kol atuda. It's mashma that somebody is not making kol atuda, it's only b'di'evet, like the Mishnah Berurah or the sort of sounds like, v'achil asur, just the asur, b'di'evet, yif at kol atuda, achil at zarek masav ad al-pesach. B'di'evet, if you were making, then mashma v'chassid, it's mamash b'di'evet, not to be making during the Suda. However, the Pre-Chodesh on the Sermon says, Valesa, his mom is coming from the Ramah, he says, Leka Lamas from the Mokhur, he's a knife from the Ramah, he's a knife from the Mokhur. Rafat and Mer, say the Ark, so if it's the truth also, it brings down that from the Vianni Moshe, that the Zman is there, that it's not the Derech to be made so much, so for us it's not okay. So when you get a little Chila, a little Mokhur, for this to be made and for us it's not made, and it's not Derech to be Machmer, when you're going to see it, it's not considered a Chiru. Because love dafki after machmer, especially if your chadash should be same chon, to say that it's not it's only mitzvah and mukher, but lacher mitzvah and mukher applies. Tiv ches to be sheiter zala sheiter zala seder. This is very good when you get a woman, like the Biralapa points out. Vedal the zimah shapaska shofanar the noshim chayom is gamki vedal tefes kan noshim. In case tefes is nor shirim seder arvada a kol tefes the first. I also perform a mitzvah with baalei the last one after the chadash is the other one after the shkia tefes. That is when you stop talking about that. Kum Teres Lepidus says that the Biralach points out that Nashim have to be careful since you have to have the Agada being said in between, or the Halal said in between. So usually they get something in between the first and second prayer, because the Agada is long enough that they didn't have to spend an hour and a half preparing in the kitchen, but they could get in Kol Shlo Yamar, like we'll see in Tafayin Gimel, points out, like the woman I'm supposed to say, Mishabur points out, Tafayin Gimel, Tafayin Dalet, וכן חייב גם על המשרתת שתי שירית על השופן ותשמע כל האגודה. אם צריך את לא צריך לקוט לבשר, הכבוד מחייב את לשמי הקידש, כשהגיע לדברי אלוהים לכל של יום הטכניס ותשמע על האחר שתים כוי בי, שמי של יום הדגים הגרם לא להיות, טוב נגיד שגם כבר ניסן שתשמע תהיה לה יותר כמעט. So you should tell him, we're going to be able to go to the Yomar, Shlesh Dvar Meilu, Liyasa Dishan Vosa, the Shukimeri Shem, just means this in the next one, not Yechid Adino, to tell him the Asar Maki, to tell him the Maki. The Meila, usually they say something in between, that's not between the first phase and the second phase. But often, I say between the third and the fourth phase, where you're only saying halal, you're busy putting away the food up after the thing, and you're like, oh, we're about to say, let's drink the next drink, comes back and eats the second phase. The fourth phase. You're not eating. According to the Kaddish, she says, we are lucky. She's not eating the food in the oven. She has to say halal and then drink another phase. Okay, something to be careful for. Sixth test, handle the Revius, three phase, Revius, which Revius make it a Dino, most. Place can go with Revius is like Rav Chaim Noh. There are those like we saw Mishnah Berurah Reish Anal through Machmer by the Raisel to have a Shir Chazanish L'chayr in the Koyd. They don't have to drink the Shir Chazanish, the Freshet of the Shir Chazanish. Pashas, Leila Seder, there is no Kiddush unless it fries, it falls down on Friday night. Kiddush is not the Raisel, the Dalek is not the Raisel. Maybe you do not have to have a Shir Chazanish in the Koyd. If you want no, Kol HaKavod. The only problem is that if you're going to do that, there's another thing to be Chashish for. And that is, in the Chachila, all you have to be Iker the Dino, all you have to have is Biyota is Mali Lugmo. Each case only has to have a Mali Lugmo, the first three cases, and the fourth case you should have a whole review, so we can make a Brahma Asim. However, there is a shear that the Chachila, there's an Indian to drink the whole case, which Bukhar means the whole review, not the whole case, you have a case, you have a case, you have five reviews, and Pashas, when Machabah says the Chachila, you should know the case. Misa Kula Rubai, which is the verse of the Chachila Kula, you need to drink a Revius, like you saw in places, you need to drink a Revius. However, there is a Sita on the Ramban, as it goes down, that holds you should drink Rav Kais, no matter how big your Kais is. And some people have really big Kais, and you have especially the Chazanish Kais, and you have wine that's 16%, and then at night you might be shot, if you want to be Kais for the Chazanish. And if you want to be Kais for the Ramban, drink Rav Kais. since the Indian of Dalit Pesach is the Kreis, Dalit Pesach is Nechel Echiris, you're supposed to have red Kreis. Mr. Brewer points out that Dina Kama Lungadir Shaina, that you don't have to drink red Kreis, you only have to drink Rev of a Revius. And you go, Mokin, the Imba Daita Vishbe Tarvay, Lo Yigat Kreis Gadol, that Kreis Shemastik Revius, he loves the name. He says, you shouldn't be Kreis Shemastik Revius, says Mr. Brewer. Be Kreis Shemastik Revius, you'll get a Kreis at home, you're not going to be able to drink the rest, a decent amount of wine, you should get a Kreis at home to Revius. And then we have to be drink our Malay Lugmah, which is the Rebbe Revius, and we get to also the Shir of the Ramban. So our Bishop says the Shir Shalai Bantik all the many times of the Ramban, which in the Beit if I didn't see that that's what it meant, the Beit Sefer, they used to be Kfusim, sounds like in between the cases. The Ramban is said that it means the case itself should not be drunk, you shouldn't drink it with too much of a space in between, which very often if you're doing a table, you will have a little bit of trouble with drinking the wine, you have to be careful to drink it next day Shir Revius. Says Mr. Brewer, but the evidence is misafik if you don't have a share of it. But the evidence is sure, which take grace to that friend, if first, the first grace is maybe sure. You have to be careful to drink it straight, like a peel, you should drink it, about that. The grace should always be revealed. The grace should have to be revealed, but you need a regular revealed, which is a regular grace. It's more of a little bit. But a red grace, a red combination, very much more than. That's Sif Teh. Sif Yud is... We're not Machmir. According to the Mishan Brewer and Beralocha and Rish Ayinah, we're not Machmir. We make it a Dina unless it's Friday night. The Seder falls out on Friday night. You don't have to be Machmir to have the Shur Chavnish. The Kreish doesn't even have to own the Shur Chavnish.
First cup?
First cup Friday night. Only the first cup Friday night. Switch your back on your food. The Kreis only has to have a Revius. And even Stam, Shittidu, even if your Kreis has the whole, you want your Kreis to be, you want to be Kreis for the Chazanish, your Kreis has the whole Shir Chazanish, you don't have to drink the Revius of Shir Chazanish. That's not the Raisa. It's only that maybe Kiddush Aliyah is the Raisa. So that you have to have, the Kiddush has to be Aliyah is the Raisa Revius. But the Shtir doesn't have to be the Raisa. The Shtir is not the Raisa. Well, then you have to do Revius, it's only a Chumrah. But Meiki the Zino, he didn't want to be Chumrah, so that's, you're piling up a lot of Chumrah in one of the this Chumrah is not a Chumrah of Kiddush. This Chumrah is a Chumrah of Dalat Pesach. Dalat Pesach. But there's a din of the Kiddush. There were Mitzvahs Dalat Pesach, there were various things in Dalat Pesach that we find in the Zino itself, or the Dalat Pesach in the Dream of Yeshua. There's the Indian in the Kiddush, it's not the Shir, it's not the Yan. This is the Kiddush, really, what's that ring of the Kiddush? On a Friday night, yeah. On a Friday, on real Seder, then you get into the Shalom Ramban. On real Seder. Then you go, then you have to pick the best of the... Mishkala Hasidus, as they say. If you're able to, so drink the whole thing. Drink, what's the difference? Rav Kreis of Rav Chaim Noah is about, well, I look at Rav Chaim Noah is about 45 to 55 cc, which is about a quarter of an 8-ounce cup. And Fi the Chazanish is about, about 250 of an 8-ounce glass. Okay. Yud, Mishen Yishir to Yayin, Mishen Mazikai, Ishtoni, Tarth Lissi, Yasma Lishta, the Kamis, our faces. The person, unless it's going to be Nachal Mishko, a person should be Mazik himself. Now, nowadays, it's not such a game because the mindset of everybody has grape juice, and therefore, it's not such a big deal. Some people will have a problem drinking grape juice, it's too sweet, if you get grape juice that doesn't have any sugars added. Most people can find something which is not a problem. It happens to be that they bring down in Arash Pesach called Eidi, brought down from Moshe, that one cannot be ate to the din of Dalat Pesach with grape juice because it's not Meshaker, I mean, it's not considered a Derech. However, many places in Marcheles, Shem Zalman says that it's not a problem with Kachal, and says, don't bring me a Raya from Rabbi Yehuda Ber Baloi that held that, I'll have to hold his head from Pesach to Shavuot. It's nice, but why didn't you use grape juice? We know, say, Rav Manav, Sechet HaEshko Shemanav, why didn't you do that? Because in those days they couldn't keep the wine. So when was the Esa Basir of the grape? Was Tishrei time. To keep it all the way to Pesach, they didn't have any way to, they didn't have any chemicals, they didn't have any way to prevent the grape juice from going bad. But Meila, they didn't have grape juice in those days by Pesach time. But Meila, he didn't, all he had was wine. Came in your ass. And he's talking, for example, in Gdelem, that many Gdelem, the Chazanish, the Sirov, the Chivinu, the Shazalman, many Gdelem Taki used grape juice to be ate as Dalki. If you can be ate with wine, well, come on, that's a good. But anybody that has any problem, okay, I saw somebody bring down, I think it's true, somebody bring down, don't be masik yourself, you don't like wine, be masik yourself, to be ate to the day of Dalki Dayayim, when there's more shame being ate there, the grape juice. Everybody has to know for themselves, especially in many places in the same regard, Pashas goes, Shem Zalman says, the head of the Egyptians is the dinner of wine for all dinners. Like, even in Rashi, that holds that the Egyptians doesn't have Israel to come back. I didn't see Shem Zalman. Also, you can dilute wine. That's also an issue. Dilute some of the wine. You can have half wine and half grape juice if the wine is too stark. And then maybe still have the mile of mishake because it still has alcohol. But it's not molded with water that it makes that not very good. It's molded with grape juice, so it may be a government, but it's not as strong. Merely can remember that. Speaking of being moizigin, that's sifyut aleph. Mitzvah lasra chayayin odom. It may not love a mishabuk menu. There's a mitzvah to be chayayin chayayin odom. Now, even less the white is better. Now the oil was handling after our last chavur that we spoke about white wine, that maybe white wine nowadays is talking about the white wine that they have in those days, and the white wine that we make nowadays is not from the white grapes, rather it's from the red grapes that they just take off the peel, the meal that time makes it white. Except for mascaros and things like that, but that's the way that makes it, that you can't tell me that the wine is worse, it comes from the same grapes. Unless the mamash kasipas make it better, it's fine. Side by side, whether or not you're going to say that it's better, you're going to say that it's worse, no different. Alela Seder is an Indian to have red wine for a different reason. It doesn't make a red wine better. Also, Zeichel Adam, you should have Indian red wine. The Mela, if you have white wine, Shadow, what do you do? If you left you have white wine is better. You want to be kind of the same. Some people say just pour in a little bit of red wine into your white wine and make it red. Now, process, if you want to do that, you should first have the red wine and then pour in the white wine afterwards. If you get any, out of any problems with Tzviya Boyerson, the Shabura, even though we pop in the Shabura doesn't have a Shabbat. And you should cost that way. That ain't Tzviya Boyerson. This is the Chatzchila. If you have a way to get out of it, do it in a way that's not Tzviya Boyerson. I saw from Shem Zalman, he wants to tie in the auto. He does not talk about this way. He says you shouldn't pour the white wine into the red wine into the white wine. He says, even though we hold ain't Tzviya Boyerson, can't that even be masim over here? He wants to be masim, but the reason is, says over there in the Lidish Lemon, because here you do the lehedi for Tzviya. Your mom is being mechavan for Tzviya. Generally, by Echlin, the Vardis do not even come back to you by scent, tea scent, which we were talking about. Yes, you don't care to have the color. As long as you have the taste of the scent, the tea, that's fine. You don't care about the color. Here, you'd be mechavan to be tzeveya, that it should be that color. And really, it says you shouldn't do it. Now, what's going to be if you do it the other way? If you have red wine, pour the white wine into the red wine. And you see that it's all about. Yeah, but the Shemur, that says it's not a problem with you, but. Now, let's say one of the tzeveya, your wine, you don't have wine. You don't have red wine. But you do have red food coloring. Can you do that? The whole thing is Zeichel Adam, so then the Chor that should work. That's not like a Seder Pesach Yilchot, I think it was, but then he said that it should work. Depends. If the reason is because the red wine is better, then it doesn't work. But if it's Zeichel Adam, then it should work. But it's on the Seder Aura that he said is that, I saw Shem Zalman says also that it doesn't work, because you need that the wine should be red, what kind of the wine should be red. I didn't understand if it's going only in that other time. I saw the Siddur Ark. The Siddur Ark wants the time. He's not going to Shem Zalman, he wants the time now. For sure, if it's the time, but then wine has to be red, because the red wine is better. Zichr doesn't work. Even according to the time, that's Zichr Adam, that's not for something which is better than red. But it's not better than red, so let's take white wine and put it in the red cup. Now, Zichr Adam. They wanted to say, what? Do you have red time? I said, no. So I didn't understand what he's saying. I hold that. I've heard, but I could be Mechal. The red cup, the wine's not red. Not it. Very good. And then you pour it out and you drink it. It's not red. But if you put it in food coloring and your thing is red and your wine is red, I don't see any side that shouldn't be Zeichel Adam. Zeichel Adam. Refract, when you see red wine and it's red in the food coloring, that's what you're going to think. When I drink, I can't always say that when I drink my wine on Lao Tse there that I'm thinking about Adam, Zeichel Adam. But if I put in red food coloring, I probably will be thinking about that.
Oh,
look, I'm doing it in every Adam. For those that use Bechira, the white Zinfandel, these type of ones that are best in red, but they come from red grapes, but they're pink. So you don't have the Zeichel Adam, who is in the Tzachim. You don't have Pink Dam, when it comes from a flamingo. I don't know that we have such thing as that. Lachar, you should have to put in...
It's the same color, right? Pink Tzachim.
To be Zeichel Adam. The pink is Zeichel Adam.
So if you put in one, white, red one,
depends how much you put in. Red is very strong. Red is a very... is generally, it's a... the deep red wine, for sure, changes
that.
Doesn't look like blood, but it's red. I don't know. Each one, whatever considered. Okay. Sifur Gimel. Afilu Olim Mesanis Minasaka Yimker Malbusha Yova Yasu Yasu Shoyan Adal Chasis. Even an Ani that Mesanis Minasaka should sell his shirt off his back if they did not give him warning for Adal Chasis. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, Veneir Beisei Odes Mi'Arba Chasis Shum Shalom Bayis. Your base is more important than the Dalai Lama's Shalom Bayis. It would come out from here, Lachar, a simple equation, A, B, C, C, A, C, that Shalom Bayis worth it to sell your shirt off your back for your Shalom Bayis. Lachar. They come there. This is all our. Yidal. Gamma Nashim Chayel is Baba Faces, B'chol Mitzvah Tanoyah Gets Poyt Tahalaylo. Women are chayim in all the Arba Faces. Now the Bekesis brings down, and the reason is because of Ami Hayu Boyt Tanayt, which is only in Torah there, Abanan. But it happens to be the matzah passes in the be the right, because we have bookshu chametz to matzah, kol she'inu the leisei kol chametz is to be kumar kol matzah, we have pashas in the matzah, we have the right, but everything else, be the rabbanon, like we brought down before, but the chayv in at least the pshat ha'gada, see if we see some time, they should say, we will later, the yun makim. Says, well, tinek is shegi v'chinek, mitzvah leithing of halachat peisi v'lfonov, chathkiri should give a peis to every tinek shegi v'chinek. The Rambam has a lashon also kshiyochel echol pas. Somebody a tinnik was able to eat pas. The mechanachim say give him a kazayis matzah. If he's only going to have a kazayis, which the Rambam says, they don't. He shouldn't make the hamaytzi matzah. Alachas matzah. He should make only hamaytzi lechem anor. But if he's mechanachim, a kid, as long as he's able to eat the matzah and the third day he does pas, which means the same amount that's not there for 9 minutes, and he has a sheer small sheer of matzah, so then even a little kid, be mechanachim, that he should be able to be used to the chiyuv of matzah. The last halacha, mitzvah lachamis the tinek is poyet by greatest as you rishinim yishalu. This din with her is not after they said the manishtan very nicely, give him a piece of chocolate. This is before they said the manishtan very nicely, give him a piece of chocolate. So Hashem Zalman asked him during the bottom of the Hashem, he says, they gave it out and Hashem Zalman asked him for him. If you give it out after he has the manishtan, so then straight. So anytime you do something good, you get it brought. Because the manishtan is nice, you get chocolate. The word is that you're supposed to get them to ask. So before the manishtan, oh, what's the first time I'm getting a piece of chocolate? Oh! I thought that when you were a partner of the time, you put a tire like that, straight off the bat, you got him to ask, you get your
team. So if he
asked him,
I
got
the
trouble.
That's why
he's
in
the trouble. Yeah, awesome. But he's not going to ask the question after the Dalai Lama, after the Manishtan.
He shouldn't give
a chocolate out of the year. You have a chocolate whenever you want, but if you're trying to ma'ur them to ask questions, it's a chocolate, then it should be in the next minute. Then from here to Bahamut place, the whole year is in. Tophayim Dalin, last halachas, I'll face Bezin Mavarachim, Tom Achlech to Shainim, Figma Achlech to Shainim. Which place is he supposed to be Mavarach on? Very interestingly enough, over here we have Oilam Hafach, the Rif passes that you make a bracha on all the Dalit places, and the Rosh passes you only make on the first and the third. We, the Mesvarim, passes like the Rosh. The Mechaber brings down like the Rosh, you make on the first and the third, and the Rav passes like the Rift, you make on every place. Punk, that's the way that comes out of here. Now, why you make it every place? We saw the Magan Avram, the Taz, and the Sat, and some steps that you make in Bracha Rishin every place, but not making Bracha Akhrena. The Mila, the Magan Avram, the Taz, and each place is Bracha with Niasma. Therefore, it says the Aruch HaShokhan, Ve'in Zem Aspik. It's very good that each one is a case with Niasma. So what? Why is that Mechaber in the Bracha? No, it's not that. Says the Aruch HaShokhan, Ve'yesha Ha'yitif Leimar. He's referring to the Taz. The Gilu Hitzna al Kol Kais Kedosh Shulay Yifter El Asmi. Does that use it to more? The Marat Minayim Lan Tanayim Da. Matmi on the Taz. Where do you get this Tanayim from? The first is Matmi. For me, the Rav Hashofan has a Cheshbin Y to work out. He says, some say to start whether or not to make a bracha on the rest of the case. Is the Hazan considered Hesib or not? I'm playing Tushim. So he says, when you get a bracha Reino, you already ate the Tavik Bracha Vatsu, you're not going to make. When you get a bracha Rishaino, so then you're stuck a little bit. Because Pashas also announced that there's a blood bracha. So the main law of the guy is given time. Now don't tell me, it's a self-god, I'm not supposed to make a bracha now. I don't want to give it to a self like, I'm not going to eat without a bracha. I don't want to tell me to make a bracha. Maybe I'm not supposed to make a bracha. So I don't want to eat. I don't want to have the curse. Don't tell me, let me do the shaykh, let me use this. Don't get me into the crate. Don't make me a bracha. It's a topic. And Mila, but Chazal is talking, you have to have the Mila, Kiyu, the Lipton, the Takan of Chazal, that the only way to get it that you'll be able to have the crate, the dollar crate, is if they're misakin and bracha on each crate, you're not going to get into the topic of she make or she did not make. And once you have a topic, then you're not going to make, you're not going to drink it. Then you thought about it. Don't get yourself in the top. So Mila licked in the Nimsa Dunum Mamela Lafita Kanuk Rachama Behech Ena Kavana Lifter Sakhet Hashem and Yibrach Rishenu. When Yibrach Rishenu, you can just have a certain amount of water. Behech Rishen has to be that way. Chazal Mitaki. Chazal Mitaki? Or Chazal Mitaki. Or since lifting the Takan of Chazal, they have to have Dalat Faces, the only way that you have Dalat Faces, since we have a Tafan, you can make a Bracha, so lifting your Das is a third Bracha is only in the past. Zikim Tim. It's only once you have at least less Agav. I heard from Brookwitz, he said that if you're by somebody else's Seder, let's say you're in America, and you're by a second Seder, you only keep one day. It says, in such a case, we'll pass with the Macham, and you only make a Bracha on the first case and last case. Because then you're not mechuyev to say that God. That is not mechuyev. You're not supposed to make a bracha on that. Don't make on the second and the fourth in that case. Only make on the first and the third, because then there's a mechuyev and then you can drink. What's that? You have to drink, you're not mechuyev to drink. But if you're going to drink, that shouldn't be a problem. What's that? Oh, so now what do you do with alagefen? Yeah, so what do you do with alagefen before? Alagefen is always a shayla. How are you supposed to make alagefen? Why do you make alagefen on the first case? You take the more than an hour and a fifth, more than 72 minutes, which is sheer equal between the first case and the second case very often. So the chur is very good that you don't have after that, but that's not only helps you not doing the bracha mishena. A bracha friend you already lost. And you can't tell me the bracha friend at the end is gonna be you're gonna be yeshua with the bracha friend at the end. Very often with someone from Sadi says it doesn't work. If you make a brain of fresh at the end of the day, it's not gonna pass up anything that was in the tackle already because the food is already gone. It doesn't pass it up. So why don't we have to make a bracha friend? So different routes are given, the Ish Lavam, the Matrician already handles it, Shemazal handles it, not to, you won't have to stop it, maybe you should, maybe you shouldn't, but it's just many positions are finding solid, not to make a brother friend, and once you're not making a brother friend. I did hear Bishim, Meltzer says, water in between, that Mamshik, the bracha, since the wine passes the water, so we make her, that's what you have done. If you're not, you're not making a bracha. What?
Because
you're making a drink. Then the water, the wine will pass there. Now, all is clear, I think in Cheshbon it's probably not true, but water, we only make a bracha on the Chatchila. If, I saw some examples where I think he says from Magan Avram, if he's more going to get to wine, water, because from Magan Avram, when he gets to the dinner of the Imam Shechatuda, it's much for Dafka Paparui, Imam Shechatuda, that goes on for a few hours. But water, because that is not, it's not. But, I mean, the halacha is that somebody drinks water not because he's thirsty, just because there's something stuck in his throat, because it's hot outside, because the doctor told him to drink 5 cups of water in the morning, so 4 times he wants to fill up. But he's not thirsty, he doesn't make a bracha shame, he doesn't make a bracha cringe. So now, the guy that's drinking crates of water in the middle of the Haggadah, just to be yoytzi with this, or be mamshik, he's not thirsty, he's not going to make a bracha. So if you're not making a bracha, can you say that you're being mamshik the bracha from before? I wouldn't make a bracha on this anyhow. What? You can have more wine, it's a shadow that we have wine. The meaning is not to have wine. So water means the problem. What? The meaning is not to have
wine. What
are you trying to do? Mamshach the bracha rishenu.
Till what?
Till later on, then you shouldn't have acid. Well, the whole part is that you're not being mamshach, you don't need to be mamshach the bracha. You need to be mamshach that there's no achila. Once you're still eating, you're still drinking, then it's not a lagamri until after the shir. Once I'm drinking the ethnic, I'm drinking, I don't stop drinking, so it's never a tachal lagamri. Well, even if I don't have to, I don't make a bracha, it doesn't make a difference. It keeps the equal going, that it's not after sure equal, and maybe it's not a problem. Many people are not annoyed, many of you throw food. That should be a tacho. Yeah, so you're chutzah the first day. To make all the difference, then you don't get into shadows for fall. We punk Kali still does because they have to say that God, it's all considered all I've done, so we don't make some shiur. The Kreis Lefonov, I think the Bocheshire says, Lefonov is allowed to do it, but that's why we don't. In Chalam, if you're in Chutzlar, maybe it's Taka Kedaka. Great Yashar Kerech to the Rilum, for Gans his man, and Bezer Hashem, the Rilum would like to continue. Great Hashem, Lamed Av, Kofi Dala Lamed Av, by the first mission.
We'd like to thank you.